All right, here we go. At SEC Gov. Today, the SEC grants approval for Bitcoin ETFs for listing on all registered national securities exchanges. The approved Bitcoin ETFs will be subject to ongoing surveillance and compliance measures to ensure continued investor protection. So that tweet came out. Bitcoin jammed. Everything jammed. Solana went from like 97 to like 104 in like 2 minutes. Not even 15 seconds or less. Then another tweet came out from Gary Gensler. The SEC Gov Twitter account was compromised, and an unauthorized tweet was posted. The SEC has not approved the listing and trading of spot Bitcoin exchange traded products. So then the market dumped. There's another thread that I was recently privy to. The alleged hacker who allegedly hacked the SEC account opened up a Rollbit, and did something with Rollbit where he longed Bitcoin like 1,000%, timed it perfectly. And then as soon as the SEC came, or as soon as Gary Gensler came out with the, you know, this was a compromised thing, he 1,000x shorted Bitcoin and walked away with like $3 million or something.
And this is over the course of minutes, right? I'm sure they found this pretty quick.
Yes. Yes.
Basically, what I want you to do is I want to take this and I want to find the information on how valuable to the market is it when this actually is approved, because I think it will be approved.
Texas. How come they didn't just take the $1 million they just cashed out with and fucking long that?
Exactly.
I have more.
Let's go.
You think that I'm here? You think I'm here with empty hands for you?
I thought you were all about the craps and the, you know.
I am. I'm about any kind of gamble. If there's two roaches running up the wall right now, I'll give you the under over on the one on the left. So our current make-believe money in made-up land, I know we went over, oh, there goes Lars. I know our last one was Sonic Obama. My price prediction for next week.
Can you give me that number again, please, so we can lock that order in?
0.0053.
Unfortunately, we're technically limited to a ceiling of 0.0032.
Yeah, we're smashing that. Don't worry.
The TikToks with you and me were fire last time, reading the chart. I'm basically like holding the chart upside down, and you're telling me how to hold it properly.
But now I'm here to tell you about Anita Max win, and I'm not wrong there. So let's go, baby. I'm glad that my loss is bringing me such happiness. Listen, people have to be held accountable in this space. I'm here to face my accountability.
0.0053.
Mm-hmm. I just closed the chart. I pulled it up. I couldn't even read it. I had 9 zeros, and I was like, well, that's enough.
Now, this is Sonic Obama Llama Pajama. How is that not a thing? How is that not its own? Can we lock that in? Can Sonic we just type words in? Sonic Obama Llama Pajama?
Let's do it. We have to wait for Anita Max win to take up the entire market, and then we can worry about pajama llamas, which actually I think would be a great NFT collection.
Here's the thing, is that I saw this on your Discord. You also put a Tribe Called Quest in there, and it was Anita Applebaum. But it was, yeah. Bonita Applebaum. Was that intentional?
No, it was, yeah, uh-huh. Because Bonita Applebaum's sister is Anita Max Wynn.
There we go.
When I made my TikTok about Anita Max Wynn, I chose that song, Bonita Applebaum.
You know, because you don't get good songs all the time, and you just have to call them out when you do.
That's yeah. Definitely not trending. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like you didn't pull that out of TikTok top, you know, 50,000.
Nope. I'm an artist, William.
Respect.
You keep it moving. We'll pull it up on your screen.
Which is funny because on my Douyin account, I don't know why body shaming is one of my search terms. Awkward.
So we have inside words and outside words. That time an inside word popped out.
Yeah. Basically, my Douyin account just got blocked by China because I made a post talking about NFT inscriptions.
最近 NFT 铭文这个话题比较火，那怎么分析呢？
B2B 是非法的， NFT 是合法的。
那不就明灰吗?
And I was like, okay, NFT inscriptions, how's that going to work? You got Bitcoin, that's illegal. And you got NFTs, that's legal. And you mix it up, and it's gray. Like, you know, gray area. They pulled it. They're like, oh, this is investment advice. I'm like, this is not investment advice. Stop that.
You should know better. Can you give us some commentary in Mandarin just for like a second?
Yeah, on this chart, 那我们可以看一下,大部分是黑色的,然后我们有彩,有一些彩色是红色跟绿色,但大部分是红色的,所以这个应该可以买。 All right, see, that would be blocked in China because I'm telling you to buy based on the red colors, which I guess is better than the black because this is roulette.
See, so smart, and he doesn't know that the subscript is of how many zeros it has. But now we can focus on Anita Max Win. Let me send you that chart. Mm-hmm. WYNN for those on the audio side.
So this one's actually got a few days of history, which is...
Blue chip. Yes. I like it. I don't know about blue chip, but, you know, it has potential. First of all, it's got 1,780,000 holders, right? 625,000 market cap, 84,000 in liquidity. It's down toward the bottom now, which is better than at the top. And you have 1,800,000 people holding this. After 5 days, this being the sixth, was down to point where we are now and pumped to 0.0015. I had 86 Solana worth. So I took most of my initial out. So I've got 1,500 in my money and then a couple Solana. Even I could take my initial right now and be even. But
yeah, that would why? Be fun.
Yeah, why?
I want to be on the other side of this. My daughter is actually learning how to rhyme words right now. Hey, Ella, give me some words that rhyme with Sonic and Obama. I feel like she could do that and then generate, you know, $1 million in market cap.
And then looks like you're Obama, again. Right?
Like, I'm giving you llama and pajama. Like, that's worth something, right?
Call the NFT collection S.O. Pajama Llamas for Sonic Obama Pajama Llamas.
Right.
By so... Obama.
Yeah. And then we can have little characters that look like Sonic. We can have some that look like Obama.
There's actually characters here?
Yeah, we could have llamas, and then they could all have different pajamas on as traits.
Right, but
you're welcome.
I'm just looking at a chart here. So, like, there's actually work to do. They don't just pick this word.
There's a lot of, yeah, so this all comes from Drake, because Drake is a heavy gambler. But there is a song that exists, and it's been remixed, and where Drake says something to the effect of, this is my alter ego, Anita Max Win, because, you know, sometimes we all just need a Max Win. There's a little bop that goes with it. Anyway, some genius saw that as a trend, made a coin, and is using Drake's songs to pump up. It's actually quite fun to be in. I mean, it's like, it's somewhat circusy, but it's this is how culture works.
And yeah, never judge how another person makes money.
Yeah, well, we know you are, so why don't you try to follow your own teachings, yeah. All right?
More judging. Got it.
That's the Philly way, baby.
What's up, Magic King 6120? Been a long time not on Community Service Hour. Happy New Year and Happy New Year back to you. Made something you might like, a paint application on Ethereum. It's a bitmap rendering library behind ERC-721 art. Looking for feedback. Oh, no. All right, let's see. Do we have the Microsoft header? Yeah, there's the header. Are you going to beat me to this? I actually have. Magic King, you know, props. All right, I'm going to show what I was working on. So here's the project I was working on, and here's the way I was going to draw them too. So I was going to have my 10,000, and here's the renderer. So it's got the different they're all on grayscale, but they would be bitmaps and they would be generated. I mean, obviously you can do this. You can take a lot of sheets with this by just doing all the bytes at once, using a fixed size. Are we doing palettes? Okay. Oh, we've got some ASCII art here, which is, you know, squiggle. That's cool. I mean, this is good. So we've got the header, we've got the different parts. Drawing onto it. Oh, this is heavy. Why are you using RGB if you've got a palette? Oh, here's your fonts. That's cute. All right, so there's a lot going on here. This is pretty cool. I like it's only 400 something lines of code. That's cool. So you've got the Base64 encoding. You've got an image. This is definitely new space, something I'm looking into too. It's a new space. It's to get bitmaps out there, so I'm happy to see this out there. Yeah, I mean, run it while you can. You know, obviously bitmaps are going to be heavier than vector images. So this is going to be a novelty on it, but it's, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, you know, if inscriptions, inscriptions are pretty heavy too. So, and for some reason they're running. So I guess, you know, take it while you can. Come up with a new idea, run it, and try it. It's definitely cool. It's cool stuff. Thanks for sharing. I mean, this Anita and Max win. This is the fun stuff. I'm glad to see that Anita Max win is coming out the gate with half a million in liquidity, even when we have interest rates at 5%. Like, that's a good thing. That shows that, yes, you know, people are not working 40 hours a week. They are at home playing around with this stuff.
Trying to get Max wins, baby. That was the alpha. That was the best trade of 2024 so far.
Are you? Quick question. This Anita Max win, I've probably missed how it started, but is this something that you're working on, Legend?
Nope, I just own it. Like, I own Max Win tokens. I wish I was smart enough and lucky enough and clever enough to come up with something like this and then code it and then be able to buy it at 50 zeros. I would like that. But it looks like it started at 00057. And that's ironically where we are. So it's not too late if you want to try to lose some money. Oh, word.
It looked pretty cool, actually.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's well done. And, you know, that's what meme tokens need. I mean, it needs two things. It needs people who don't just sell everything. And it's already had a couple waves of kind of influencer push in terms of, when I say influencer, I mean people who make tons of money on these coins. And when they say something, people buy. It's important to note that, yeah, it might have gone up and down, but it's still holding like where we were before. It's not like everyone who held the coin is like, oh my God, and they're panic selling all the way down.
Okay. So any thoughts on the reason why people are choosing to go to Diamond Hands with this?
Yeah, so there's a Telegram for it. It's nicely done, has a bot when you come in. It posts the buys in the chat. It doesn't post the sells. Genius. These influencers, mainly Poe, ETH, and this guy named Billy Mays, they're involved with all kinds of coins. They post all their win, like a lot of their wins. It's dumb money too. It's dumb money.
I don't see you too often, so I have to come in. Yeah, man, what's a good like ratio for liquidity to market cap that you're looking at for these kind of coins?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, this one seems fine. I know that 1,800 people are holding this, and there's 84,000 in liquidity, and that's all I really need. And it's still not moving very much. There's no downward now. I mean, there's no upward, but there's no more downward, which is, you know, for me is the most bullish thing.
Okay, gotcha. And then you're buying it on, like, what decks do you use?
I use a bot called BonkBot. It's a Telegram bot. It gives you a wallet address. You send your Solana to the wallet address. And then all you have to do is paste the contract address that you're interested in into the Telegram with your chat. It's basically a chat with a bot. And then you just paste the contract address. It pulls it up, and it's like, what do you want to do? You can click buy 5 SOL. You can click buy, you know, X amount of SOL. And it just does, you set your slippage in there and everything. So you just, it's basically a copy paste.
Oh, so this is like basically like you're running this like DOS style almost. Yeah, but I mean, there's no like typical like Dex Tools kind of charts to look at or anything like that.
Oh yeah, I use Dex Tools, and then what you do is you just take the contract address, and then you just pull it up on Dex Tools.
Hey, what's good?
What's good?
Yeah, nothing much. So Dex Tools is one I haven't used as much, but I've seen it mostly for ETH stuff. But I've used BirdEye as well for Solana trading.
How you doing, Mosh?
I'm doing well. After the kerfluffle with Gary Gensler and his SEC account. The shitcoin for Gary123 is hilarious.
That was
Gary123?
Epic.
Again, for those, any of you in here, NFA, just if you click the button, you are responsible for your own actions.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. Don't do what I do.
Not much to go into conspiracies and stuff, but if this was a government account, or at least close to some high important figure, you would expect them to at least take care of some type of physical level of security.
Well, I mean, I can tell you a little bit about that. If you remember, somewhere in the Air Force where they track nuclear weapons, and their kid got on the phone. So, I mean, that's going to happen. So there's a couple attacks. One is running up, getting his phone and running away with it. That's going to cost you six figures. And that's what it would cost for him. Yeah, good luck with that. Two, you can do SIM swap, right? So you just need to know anybody who works at T-Mobile or whatever and has network access, and you just get their text messages. So that's another thing. But it's all OPSEC. Actually, the operational security on Twitter has changed, and X has changed, and not everybody uses two-factor. And there's now professional accounts where you can have multiple people log in without sharing passwords. And it just takes time, though, for everybody to get onto the new program.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So I don't think there's a conspiracy here at all.
Fun story, though. When I was overseas, when I was in Saudi for supporting active duty unit, we had a genius from that unit decide to go into our tent and plug his personal laptop into one of our networks so he could play World of Warcraft. Does be known.
If you ever first of all, Nippernet doesn't even get onto World of Warcraft. And if it does, that's a problem.
What's the name of it?
Well, depending on Nippernet. What island you're in.
Nah, that's all.
Yeah, Nippernet is their.
But essentially, the soldier that decided to plug his personal laptop into our network. Well, let this be known to everyone here: is if you plug your personal device into a government network, computer, stack, whatever it may be, just be aware you will get your shit confiscated and possibly destroyed, and no refunds.
It technically becomes government property.
Yep.
Nice.
Wait, seriously? Yes. I know some. I used to date a girl who, like, before we dated, she was in the Air Force, and she would go to work and plug in her fucking laptop and play World of Warcraft like all night. Like, it was a problem.
Well, there's different years, and I was also in the Navy, at the Navy, and you know, we did have Quake Day, but it was on the government computers, which is even worse.
I didn't know you were in the Navy. I was too, by the way.
At the Navy, at contractor.
Not gotcha. Yeah. I did some time too.
Nice, let's go.
Saw some stuff.
Great experience. It was in Philly. It's great times. Chill people.
I'm glad I went through it. I don't know if I could do it again, to be honest, but it was a great experience.
I mean, hey, maybe after the next presidential election, we'll see what benefits we get.
I know my family gets affected when the you know, the administration changes and the government stops or the shutdown. Was that Obama, right? Like the whole shutdown.
Yeah,
that's my family. That's like our family doing dinner. Like, okay, nobody's going anywhere.
I won't get too deep into that, but we seriously need some younger, intelligent, non-destructive, non-self-destructive leadership injected into the system. That's all I'm going to say about that.
100%. Yeah, we got a lot of young folk working in the government. You know, a lot of times people talk about, oh, it's government, it's this, that. That's just like one or two people. There's millions of people. There's millions. We are the people, right? So ask some of those people what they feel. All right, let's wrap this up. Actually, let's check our Twitter real fast. Sorry, Twitch. So let's bring back this thing real fast where we used to do airdrop. We do a raid. So can we get some logged into Twitch right now? We currently have stalling while the number shows up. And I don't know how to get the number.
Hey, permission.
Here it is.
How often do you broadcast like this?
Every week this time. And then we also trim it up for the ADD people and put it on YouTube and Spotify. It's on Spotify. And you can listen to it 2x, but good luck, because I already chopped out.
Oh, it's on Spotify?
Nice. Yeah, man. We're 100 plus episodes. And
you're out of New York?
Yes, Philly.
Philly, okay.
Thank you.
That sounds cool.
All right. Now, right now, we actually have 900 people watching us on Twitch. So at the end of the show, which is now, we actually get to raid and then drop them all somewhere else. And whoever yells it out, I mean, that's where we're going to send them.
Hey, thank you for your feedback.
Thanks for checking in. All right. Anybody can yell out a word, and then that's what we're going to drop them on. This is for all the people on Twitch that just want to get dropped somewhere else. It's called a raid. I know you people are on X. Might not be using
it. Menko.
I hear Menko.
I don't know if Menko is streaming right now, but I'll have something ready for the next one. He's like always streaming. He's always streaming. I like the name off the top of my head.
I did not see a Menko. All right, we can go by keywords. Anybody who's just yelled, this is Mad Libs. Just yell out any word, and I will type it in, and that will direct us.
Win.
Win with a Y. All right, so this sucker with only one person watching, we're about to drop 900 people on him, unless he's blocked us. That happens too. And yeah, it says ready to raid. So good luck with that win. Cool.
Congratulations.
Right. Where do those people come from? All right. Thanks, everyone. I appreciate it. We got a Yo Dude. So we're going to.
Before we go,
yeah.
There is a soul coin that I have a price prediction for. Gary123.
Yes.
I think we're going to go up. 0.002155. We're going to go up from there.
2155.
This is called 002, just to be fair.
Okay. It's right. Baseline.
Next week it'll be zero. However, it won't be zero. There will be some zeros involved. But I think we will go up because it's a beautiful. Again, we have 30,000 liquidity, 250K market cap. I bought in at 170,000 market cap.
So let's lock in this sell price. So what we're going to do is this is going to be a min top call, and you just tell us what price you think we're going to exceed.
0.005 we're going to exceed.
Let's go.
Maybe even 0.001. I think, which means so right now it's 0.0019, which means that the market cap is 198,000 or whatever. So when it goes to 0.0025, that's 250K. When it goes to 0.005, that's 500K market cap. So I'm going to say we're going to break 500K market cap today.
Oh.
And yeah. By next week, hopefully we're above that.
All right. So I'm gonna give you some leeway here. I mean, this is a blue chip, so we can actually make 7-day price predictions. So this is going to be by Jan 16, we are going to see a 0.005.
I don't know about that. Hopefully.
No, before, at any point during the interim.
Oh, okay. Yes.
I'm saying if you put in a sell order at 0.005, then it would have executed and then you are a winner.
Yeah.
According to what we just wrote down.
Yep.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, everyone. Take it easy. Catch y'all next week. Peace. Shit, yeah, shut up.